Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Massachusetts, it's not easy being green. That's the message of several area environmental groups who say they're sick of how little attention their concerns receive on Beacon Hill. Two of these groups have formed a new political coalition to put pressure on office holders in the state's upcoming elections to pay more attention. With us now is the founder of that coalition, former State Senator George Bachrach, who's president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts. He's also one of the members of a greenhouse gas advisory panel who recently quit in protest of how little attention the Patrick administration was paying to suggestions from the panel. George Bachrach, good morning, and thanks a lot for coming into the studio. Good to see you.
Good morning, Bob.
The new group you formed is called Massachusetts United for Science, Climate, and Environment, or MUSCLE. Tell us how exactly you'll be getting involved in the elections. Will you actively target candidates for defeat or use resources to help others win?
You bet. We are at a crossroads here in Massachusetts. We're shutting down coal-fired plants, and we're trying to figure out how we close the energy gap. Coal-fired plants are the dirtiest fuel you can have, but now we're rushing towards things like natural gas, which is also a fossil fuel and also contributes to climate problems.
So are you frustrated that you're not getting enough attention from the political candidates? What's driving this?
Well, we've got great respect for Governor Patrick, and this administration has done many good things. But the reality is, with Washington in gridlock, Massachusetts can be a national leader and set the national agenda. We can be an incubator for great ideas. And we have been quite concerned now about this rush towards natural gas and building a pipeline. We're already overly dependent on natural gas.
But are the candidates not paying enough attention?
Well, everybody loves us. If you go up to any politician, they're an environmentalist. But they've got competing concerns, and we understand that. Jobs and the economy, healthcare, education. We understand it and respect it, but we're advocates, and our job is to elevate this very urgent issue of climate on their agendas.
There's a new poll out today in the Boston Globe. One of the findings is that 80% of likely voters say environmental positions of candidates are important to them. If that's the case, then why aren't we seeing more progress on environmental issues?
Well, we're grateful for that support. And again, we have great respect for this governor and the legislature that has done many good things in the area of energy efficiency in particular. We're going to open the first offshore wind farm in America. These are all good things. But the reality, again, is that we have a prospect of sliding backwards. Again, if we build natural gas pipelines in this state, or if we flood the market with large-scale hydro, for example, we'll kill the opportunity to create a renewable wind and solar energy industry in this state.
Well, let me ask another question about that off this poll, because it also found that a majority of voters, 52%, support the expansion of the natural gas pipeline from the Berkshires to Drake that you're talking about. If that's the case, how can you accomplish what you want to accomplish if you don't have public backing?
By being here with you today, Bob. I mean, frankly, what we're doing is trying to get more exposure for it. It seems easy enough to say we should build a natural gas pipeline, that natural gas is a cleaner fuel than coal. It is a cleaner fuel, but it's still a fossil fuel. And I think if the public understood that it's going to have devastating effects on our climate, they would have a different opinion. The other problem is that the administration and others sort of sell this again as a bridge fuel. We only need it for a short time until we can ramp up solar and wind. It's not a bridge. It's not 5 years or 10 years. Investors make a 30 to 40 year financial commitment to infrastructure. This is a multi-generational mistake.
George Bachrach, I guess this means we'll be seeing and hearing a lot more of you as this campaign moves through the fall. We appreciate your presence in the studio this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
George Bachrach, former state senator and president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts.